Leader!
Order! Order! The House will come to order straight away. Order!
Questioned about comments he made in Australia concerning the Pike River coal mine disaster, Prime Minister John Key said he wasn't talking about the mine's safety, but its construction.
What is true is that the Pike River mine couldn't have been constructed in that way in Australia. The single-entry 2.4-kilometre upward-sloping mine shaft, I don't believe, is legal in Australia. And so from New Zealand's point of view, we have to ensure we have the world's best practice.
Mr Key then took a question from Labor's Deputy Leader Annette King.
Why did he criticise a union delegate for talking about the safety of Pike River Mine before the Royal Commission, but he felt able to answer a question by an Australian media person about mines and mine safety in New Zealand?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr Speaker, because if I had done that and talked about mine safety, I would be being hypocritical, but I didn't. I talked about the construction of the mine and the differences between New Zealand and Australia. And I would add, it was a mine that was consented under a Labor government.
Point of order, the Honourable Trevor Mallard. Order.
The opposition shadow leader of the House tried to enlist the Speaker's help in ruling on the accuracy of the Prime Minister's answer.
I think you need to tell that member that 1998 was a national
order,
government.
Order,
that's
when order, the member will resume his seat immediately.
Now, that is an outright abuse of the point of order process. The shadow leader of the House should set a better example.
So Trevor Mallard turned his point of order into a question.
Was that mine first consented in 1998?
The Honourable Prime, Right Honourable Prime Minister.
I'm not in a position to confirm that.
Once again, Mr Mallard appealed to the Speaker.
Mr Speaker, can I draw your attention to what
I know
just
the member
here?
Cannot. The Prime Minister has answered two questions the way he sees fit. And it is not up to the Speaker to, so long as the question has been answered and nothing unparliamentary has been said, it is not up to the Speaker to adjudicate on the accuracy or otherwise of any answer. That is not the way question time is conducted.
So Trevor Mallard asked Mr Key which answer was correct.
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr Speaker, both.
Backing for Mr Key later came from his Environment Minister, Nick Smith.
Mr Speaker, I seek leave of the House to table the consents for the Pike River Mine. They were issued on the 23rd of May 2003 and the consents that were granted by the Department of Conservation and the Minister in 2004.
Leave is sought to table those documents. Is there any objection?
There was none, but there was a similar request from Trevor Mallard.
I seek leave to table the record of the issuing of the first consent for the Pike River Mine in 2008.
Leave is sought.
Sorry,
order.
Sorry. 1998, Mr Speaker.
Order. Order. This is a point of order. Leave is sought to table that document. Is there any objection? There is no objection.
There were more questions about safety in mines for the Minister of Labour, Kate Wilkinson, from the Greens, Kevin Haig.
Why has the Minister ruled out the reinstitution of worker-appointed mine check inspectors abolished by the National Government in 1992?
The Honourable Kate Wilkinson.
Mr Speaker, I have not ruled out that. In fact, that it will be one of the issues that the Royal Commission of Inquiry will be looking at, and we will be taking those recommendations very seriously and acting accordingly.
Kevin Haig.
Supplementary. Is she aware that Australia still uses check inspectors, and what has she instructed her department to do to learn from health and safety standards in Australian underground mining?
The Honourable Kate Wilkinson.
Mr Speaker, I understand that in some states in Australia they do use check inspectors, in other states they do not use check inspectors.
Kevin Haig.
Supplementary. Why won't the Minister now reinstate the Mines Inspectorate dismantled by the National Government in 1998 in the light of her department's May 2011 report slamming the current system of mines inspection?
The Honourable Kate Wilkinson.
Mr Speaker, because we are waiting for the recommendations of the Royal Commission of Inquiry, which will be giving a comprehensive review of the mines and the legislation relating thereto.
Kevin Haig.
Supplementary. In the light of the Pike River mine disaster, does she agree with the reassurance of the Honourable Max Bradford in 1998 that changes to the Mines Inspectorate would not downgrade mine safety, or with Mr Peter Ewan, the author of the book Strongman, 80 and More, who says, the wisdom of the inspectorate changes in 1998 has been questioned by numerous parties, and unfortunately it will only be a matter of when, not if, several pay with their lives given the ill-considered changes to the inspector's role. Ministerial condolences that will follow will be of small comfort to the bereaved.
Kevin Hague's request to table the page containing that quote was blocked by the government. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program was brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.